Before we start, before we look at Psalm 106, let's pray. Okay? Please bow your heads. Father in heaven, you are a good, faithful Father, a loving Father, a Father who listens, a Father who cares, a Father who is close to those who love the Son, to those who worship the Son, to those who have come to the Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we do thank you that we can pray and talk, communicate, and we are grateful that you hear, you listen. We thank you for that. We do pray that as we look at your word, that your Spirit would be teaching your children. We do pray that Jesus, his name, he who is above all, would be lifted up. I do pray, Father, we too pray that my words would please you, my actions would please you. We ask that your Spirit would teach each one of us this day regarding the truth of who Jesus is and what he has done for each one. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. It was really a delight to hear what God has done in the lives of brothers and sisters this year, as we had a few people here share testimony of God's faithfulness, of God's goodness over the year. That's a delight to hear. And Debbie just shared one of the many good things that God has done in our life this year. And I'm sure each one of you could think of many good things that God has shared or God has done in your life this year. And that will give you opportunity, a little bit of opportunity later. And if you're here tonight, you'll have opportunity as well. I was looking at the headlines, news headlines this past week. And Tuesday morning, I did something that is, for me, unprecedented. I actually opened up a news item online. And it was a rather famous, news agency. And it was a four-minute video clip of many of the top headlines this past year. And it was interesting. And maybe it was the mood I was in this past Tuesday morning as I was looking at God's Word and as I was thinking about what to say today, as I was asking the Lord for help. It was interesting. And maybe it was me, my mood, maybe it was the article that I was looking at and listening to. But after I listened, after I read that, I was very discouraged and very down, almost to the point of a little bit depressed. And I thought, was the year really that bad? I thought, well, maybe in the eyes of the people of this world, the year was very bad. But I recalled Debbie's and my conversation this past week and just thinking of all the good things that God has done in our lives. Debbie talked about our daughter, her husband, and the baby. And there's just so many things that we who follow Jesus, as we look back over the year, we can be thankful for. Each one of us in this room can look back, and I'm sure we can be thankful for something, for our God, as we read in Psalm 106, and we read over and over again in Scripture, "Praise the Lord, O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good." And perhaps it is difficult to see God's goodness in our lives, especially when tragedy and severe heartache enter our lives. It can seem like we have been sucked into this black hole of despair, and everything around us is horrid and tragic. Can I know that God is good? Yes, I can know that God is good. Each one of us in this room who are of the people of God can look back and be thankful for our God is love. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. When we think of love, we think of a feeling often. And that is a vital part of love, feeling in love. How does God show his love to you each day of your life? If you are a follower of Jesus Christ, you most likely know the verse from John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him, that is Jesus, should not perish but have eternal life. And you believe now. God continues to show his love to you if you are called upon Jesus. We see in Psalm 106 that God's love for his people was demonstrated by the fact that he continued to work in their lives despite their sin. Verse 2, who can utter the mighty deeds of the Lord or declare all his praise? Blessed are they who observe justice, who do righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Lord. Remember us, O Lord, when you show favor to your people, when you show grace to your people. Help me when you save them, that I may look upon the prosperity of your chosen ones, that I may rejoice in the gladness of your nation, that I may glory with your inheritance. Both we and our fathers have sinned. We have committed iniquity. We have done wickedness. Certainly there are men and women who observe justice and practice righteousness in the time and in those days before the writer of this psalm wrote. And certainly there are people today who continue to practice and observe justice and righteousness. Men and women here, as well as back then, who stand in the gap, who stand in the breach, seeking to turn people back to God, seeking to pray for people who have not yet come to Jesus. There has always been a remnant of true believers in God's way in each generation. We know that there was Aaron, Moses, Joshua, Caleb, Phinehas, and others. As we continue to look at this psalm, and we're not going to read this whole psalm, but we see that the people of Israel, they sinned over and over again, but God over and over again showed, as we sang this morning, that he is faithful. He is a good God. He over and over again demonstrated his mighty works, demonstrated his love to his people by his mighty works. We today who sit here, who call upon the name of the Lord Jesus, can look back over this year and we can see again and again, as we search, as we look, as we pray, that God has been faithful. The very fact that we are sitting here today, that we are worshiping our Lord Jesus Christ, is demonstration that God has been faithful. We are alive. We're healthy. We're praising the Lord. Something to be thankful for, that I still am here and that you still are here and we can worship together as followers of Jesus. In Psalm 106, it started with how good God is, that his love is steadfast, and his mighty deeds are great. He showed his mighty deeds to his people. They sinned. We could look at these verses here. They sinned, they rebelled, they didn't obey. They turned to him, he worked, he delivered them. There were men, the women that were envious of the leadership there. We see that in verse 16. Verse 19, they worshiped idols. In verse 24, they despised the good things that God had done for them. Are there times in our lives when we despise or we don't thank God for the good things in our lives, for His work? They did that, but He continued to work, continued to deliver His people. Once again, they worshiped idols. Then they angered Him. Then they didn't obey. Then they sacrificed their children and their daughters. They poured out innocent blood. The writer of here is very gentle the way he puts that, really, because we know what that means, that they sacrificed their children on the altar. They slaughtered them. They killed them. And then they burnt them up like a sacrifice. We know one of the kings of old did that. God's anger was kindled against His people. Many times, as it says in verse 43, He delivered them again and again. God is love. God is good. The writer of this psalm says, "Remember me, O Lord, when you are gracious to your people." God has been gracious to each one of us. In John 1:14, we read, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." In Jesus, we see God's grace to His people. And then the writer says, "Help me when you save them." In Hebrews 9:28, we read, "So Christ, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time to deal with sin, but to save those who are eagerly awaiting Him." And the reason that the writer gives for these things, for these truths, "Remember me," he wants to be remembered by the Lord. The reason why he wants to be remembered is that he may or she may do three things. Three things may happen to them. "I want to look upon the prosperity of your children." In Isaiah chapter 65, we kind of get a glimpse of things to come. I'd just like to read from 65 a few verses. As if you know anything about the book of Isaiah, there's so many verses where you can see God's grace in the future. See God's love in that day. But in Isaiah 65, verse 17, "For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former things shall not be remembered or come into mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem to be a joy, and her people to be a gladness. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and be glad in my people. No more shall be heard in it the sound of weeping and the cry of distress. No more shall there be in it an infant who lives but a few days, or an old man who does not fill out his days. For the young man shall die 100 years old, and the sinner 100 years old shall be accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For like the days of a tree shall the days of my people be, and my chosen shall live long, enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain or bear children for calamity. For they shall be the offspring of the blessed of the Lord, and their descendants with them. Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall graze together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox. And dust shall be the serpent's food. They shall not hurt or destroy in my holy mountain, says the Lord. The prosperity of God's children. The writer of the psalm wanted to see that. And the days are coming when that will be so. The writer of the psalm also wants to rejoice in the gladness of God's nation. In 1 Peter 2:5, we see, "You yourselves are like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ." And then also in 1 Peter, same chapter, verses 9 and 10, "You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation." You are a holy nation, "a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Then the writer says, "I want to glory in your inheritance." And in Ephesians 1:18, we read, "Having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints." I want to glory in your inheritance and God's inheritance. That is right here. You people, each one of you that have called on the name of the Lord Jesus, you are God's inheritance. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the God of the heavens, who created all things. Yet as we look at this psalm, if we're honest with ourselves, we know that we have sinned. Yet God has worked in my life, and he has worked in your life, over and over again. As we come and as we repent, God works, he delivers, he helps, and he does wonderful things in our lives. Things, events, situations, people that we can be extremely thankful for. It's hard to see God's work at times in our lives because we do sin. But as we look at verse 44, it says, "Nevertheless, he looked upon their distress when he heard their cry." We have a God in heaven who hears our cry. A God in heaven who listens to each one of his children here. And we come to him, we repent, he hears. And as you look back over the year, perhaps you have not obeyed Jesus. I encourage you to cry out to him and repent. Come to him, repent, receive him into your life. And for others here who look back over the year and your walk with the Lord is strong, and we're thankful for that. Your walk with the Lord is strong so that when you do sin, you immediately repent. You turn from that sin and you walk with him. And you can testify daily of his faithfulness in your lives. For others here, you look back over the year and you see our Lord's faithfulness and you want to give testimony and you want to proclaim that. Then it says here, as we continue to look at these verses, why does he deliver his children? Why does he work in the lives of his children? Verse 45, because of the abundance of his steadfast love. Want to confirm, encourage you, to let you know that each one of you who have called upon the name of the Lord Jesus, our Father in heaven, his love for you is strong, it's steadfast, it's abundant and unending, it's continual. And because of that, we can testify of his goodness in our lives. And as you look back over this year, if you once again would like to give testimony and tell us of God's goodness and faithfulness in your life, please, the opportunity is yours right now. Yes, Sinead. Where's that? Oh, here, Jane. There's Jane. Okay.
Is this on? Yeah. No, I just want to thank the Lord for his amazing grace and faithfulness this year. It has been kind of a hard year, but just his grace for sustaining me, and don't even have the words, but I thank him a lot. And I was just thinking there when I was sitting there that, you know, when we enter into this relationship with the Lord, that one of the promises is that we enter into his sufferings as well. So just to encourage anyone who is going through suffering or anything like that, that the Lord can sustain you, and he will, to cry out to him. And just, sorry, is that really loud? And just two verses here that have really helped me this year. The beginning of Psalm 91, it says, He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I will trust. And yeah, just for anyone who might need to hear that, it's true, and go for it. Thanks.
Is there anyone else that would like to give testimony? Regarding God's faithfulness, God's goodness in their lives this past year.
Praise the Lord. The girls have been pushing me to come out. So I just, I know there's every reason for me to come and testify about the goodness of the Lord. It's been a very tough year for me, even the past year. But all I want to say is there are so many things I want to thank God for. I just can't single out just one thing. But both spiritually, physically, emotionally, God has been faithful. He's a very faithful, and his grace has been sufficient for each and every one of us. At a stage, I didn't even know I was going to be here till the end of this year. But, you know, God understands. And because he understands, I give him the glory. It's been challenging for my daughter as well. But through it all, God has been steadfast. And there's something I always do, and I learned it from my elder sister. She says she thanks God in advance for what God is going to do. So today, I stand here to glorify God's name, to thank him for all his goodness, his faithfulness, his grace throughout the year, and also to thank him in advance for his blessings in the coming year. Praise be to God. Thank you.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
I have to say, I didn't want to come out at all, that was not, to be honest. But what Ellen just said, it just signaled a real alarm bell for me that if I don't, it would be really wrong for me not to give God the glory for what he has done. Basically, what he was for me, God has been faithful right from the day I was born, as far as I'm concerned. I've never been ill or sick or anything like that, because I've always, just to buttress what he said, be thankful ahead of time. And now this year, a lot of things happened to my friends and people who are very close to me. They were actually sick and a lot of things. A lot of my friends, sporadically like that, one after the other. These guys have never been sick before. A lot of them far, both in Ireland, further away in Nigeria and other places. But what I was always saying to my wife and my children, as I encourage them all the time during my prayer time, is to always pray ahead of time. You send the arrow ahead of time, do your prayer time, don't wait for anything to happen before you start praying and boiling over and all that kind of thing. But so that prayer of ahead of time, like what Ellen was saying about our sister, how she, I've been doing that consistently. And I've, even when I don't see anything happening, I just say, you know what, God, you are faithful, you're going to make. And I just go away about it. And a lot of things happened right around the year that my wife would just say, okay, you just pray. Because we know you that when you pray, the fire will come down and things like that. She started making that joke and that kind of thing. And in a very funny way, and I said, well, because I relate with God and it will come down. And it does come down every now and again. And because I anchor that on one thing. When you come to a place like this, I have to give it to Pastor Jason and Pastor Michael and every other folks who are here have been praying. What they have taught us is to delve in into the Word of God, digging deep into the Word of God. It's not about Sunday and just the Sunday usual thing. It's about every day. They really emphasize on that and focus on what the Word says. Not anything other people are saying or whatever. What does the Word say? If we anchor ourselves in the Word, that will bring a lot of refreshment and encouragement. These gentlemen, they'll go in deep down into the Word and bring it to us every day. And whenever I leave here, I leave here energized and enthused to be able to do that which God has given us. So I really, really want to appreciate you guys going a lot. Because if without you guys, some of us probably would have been left far behind. So thank you very much now. Thank you.
Praise God.
Amen.
Yeah. I'm kind of new here, so I don't know. Many people don't know me, and they know my sister, Oge. As you can see, she's not here today. So I want to thank God for our life and for her life as well, because she traveled to Cork with her kids, her three sons. But on their way going, the devil actually wanted to do something more than when they were going on the highway, because actually the morning they were going, she dropped me off at work when I was going to work. She dropped me off, so I bid the boys goodbye. And for some minutes, I got a call from her, but I couldn't pick the call. And when I saw the missed call, I have to call back, but she wasn't picking. Then I got some messages on my WhatsApp. When I opened the WhatsApp, what I saw there was damaged cars, like the car was destroyed. But when I saw this car, I was like, this is my sister's car. But on the second thought, I said, no, it can't be, because they just left now. So when she finally called, the story actually, I'm still in shock now, but I want to thank God for their life, because they had an accident on their way going to this place. The car was damaged because they were on the highway. She said she was on 100 kilometers per hour. And there was a little distraction at the back when she turned before she could look front. So it's like that. So she couldn't control the steering anymore. She couldn't do anything anymore. They were just screaming, blood of Jesus, Jesus help us, and all that. But I thank God at the end of the day, nothing happened to them. But the car was totally destroyed. But I thank God they are alive. They still went to Cork with bus because they couldn't come back to Galway. So they went to Cork, and I really thank God for their life, because I don't know what would have happened at that moment. Thank you.
Is this? Hey.
All right. Well, we want to. We have this. Okay. Two more, really quick, and
okay.
Then.
But you'll have, if you're here tonight, you'll have opportunity tonight. Okay. So we encourage you to come tonight. But what's some?
Thank you. Oh my God. Okay. First of all, I just want to say to God, thank you for everything. But most of you know me here. I think all this year, from this, sorry, I never thought I would be nervous like this. Most of you know me for being a mother, being something else, activist or whatever. But to tell you honestly, you guys, being a mom, and being a worker, then being fighting for your people, is only God can help you. Because really, I don't have the wisdom, because most people, go to school, learn how to raise kids, get degree, get what, being politician as well. You go to school, you have how to handle human and all these things. But one thing what I know is I have done a good job the whole this year, but it's only me who is as a stool, I'm there. But it's God the one do all this job. Not because I can, he can. And this year, as a family, we achieve a lot of things. First of all, I say thank God for my kids. I can't ask more than this. We all healthy. We all have what more than we ask. And I just want to say to everybody, more especially mothers, be strong. God is always with you guys and with us. And I thank you for the church who is praying for me every single day. And I thank God, the most beautiful ladies who is behind me, encourage me every single day. And I thank you for you guys.
Thanks, Ms. Rock.
This our last thank one. You. And
praise the Lord.
Amen.
This is my first day here, and I just want to thank God for my husband and my kids. I left them to Canada. I just came this week. So I just want to appreciate God for everything that happened in their lives, for keeping them safe. I thank God for 2017. It was a tough year, but I think God saw us through, and I'm grateful to God, and I pray that 2018 will be a better year for us in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you. Okay. So, if for this evening, please love to hear some more testimony this evening. If you're coming, I'd like to pray for Oge. Yes. Okay. So why don't we bow our heads and I'll pray, and then we'll have one more song. Okay. After that, but I'll just pray for her and those that were with her. Gracious Father, we do thank you for Oge. We thank you, Father, for all those that were in the car with her, that we thank you, Father, that you spared their lives. We thank you for your grace, your mercy, your goodness, Father, in their lives. We thank you, Father, that you care for them. And I do pray, Father, for strength, for if there's anything internal, hurts, injuries, Father, that you would bring healing there. I do ask that you would use this really tragic incident, Father, to draw them more into your love, more into knowing Jesus and loving Jesus. We thank you once again for your grace, your goodness, your steadfast love in their lives. And for each one here that has shared, Father, we thank you for your steadfast love in their lives, that you have shown yourself faithful, you have shown yourself good this year to them. In Jesus' name, amen.